Hey, grown-ups! We are so incredibly grateful to you for listening to Story Pirates. Season 6 was really, really fun to make, and we're so excited for Season 7 right around the corner. To help us make the Story Pirates podcast the best it can be, we've created a short survey for our listeners, and we'd really, really appreciate it if you could take a few minutes to fill it out. You'll be able to tell us what you like about the Story Pirates podcast and what you'd like to see us do in the future. To fill it out, just go to realm.fm/kids. That's realm, spelled R-E-A-L-M, .fm/kids. And as a thank you, everyone who fills it out can enter to win a prize pack from a whole bunch of different kids' podcasts, including Story Pirates! Pretty cool. Again, that website is realm.fm/kids. Thank you.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups. If you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met. And as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
It's time again for the Story Pirates podcast. My name's Lee.
And I'm Peter.
And we're here to play you some of our favorite stories written by kids and then adapted into radio plays by the Story Pirates.
By the Story Pirates.
You're a Story Pirate.
So are you.
I'm a Story Pirate.
This episode's story was written by a then kindergartner from Papillion, Nebraska. His name is Austin Femler, and Austin's story is called Bird Tornado.
Papillion.
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 All right. So before we play the Story Pirates adaptation of the story from Papillion,
Papillion, Nebraska,
let's hear the original story that Austin sent in to us.
Take it away.
All right. Bird Tornado. Once upon a time, John and his mom were driving to their new house. John said, "Mom, is there any tornadoes here?" The mom said, "Yes, there is." John said, "Are you even afraid from it?" Mom said, "It's only today, honey. It's not going to go on our house or anything." Later, John was going to school until a tornado came, but not just any tornado. It was a bird flock tornado. "Ow, ow," John said. "Stop it, birds," said John. Then he started to fly because the birds were under him and carried him up. Then a flock of seagulls came swooshing down from the air, and then kablam! John fell face first on some grass. "Ow! Nurse!" John said. Then a nurse sprays him with some stuff to heal him. "Why are you in the wilderness?" John said. "Because I'm a bear nurse," the nurse said. John said, "Well, I better get on my way to school." "Mom, did you go in the tornado of birds?" Mom said, "I will be down soon, honey." The end.
Whoa.
Twist with the bear nurse.
Is a bear nurse a nurse that treats bears or a bear that is a nurse?
I don't know, maybe both?
I guess we'll find out in the story.
Here it is. Written by Austin Femler. Here is Bird Tornado.
Hop in, John, we're going to be late. Oh, you are just going to love our new home and your new school.
Yeah, I guess so.
What's the matter, John?
It's just, this is a new town. I have no idea what's here. Do you think there are bullies here?
No, there aren't.
Do you think there are big scary monsters here?
No, there aren't.
Do you think there are tornadoes here?
Yes, there is.
Oh, what?
Oh, John, it's only a tornado.
Are you even afraid from it?
Of course not. The tornado is only today, honey, and it's not going to be on our house.
But I'm not going to be at our house. I'm going to be at school.
Speaking of... Here we are at school. Have a great day at school, honey.
Today's class is going to be very boring, so everyone get ready. The history of rocks is long and interesting. Well, it's not as much interesting as boring. The first rock was found on a mountain in Russia.
Oh no! I hear wind! I see it outside the school! It's...
a tornado. I'll have to cut my boring lesson short, the poor children.
Wait a minute. Are those birds?
Oh, this isn't just any tornado. It's a tornado of birds.
No, it's a bird-nado!
Come on, birds. Lift him up into the bird-nado. Welcome to the tornado of birds. You are now in the eye of the storm.
I'm so high in the air.
Yes, and now we, the birds, will sing for you our bird songs. When there's a tornado, fly, fly, fly. And now the eagles. In a big old bird tornado. Bunch of lovely birds.
Bunch of lovely birds.
Such a lovely nado.
Ah, a flock of seagulls.
And I flew right into John.
Ah, they flew right into me. I'm falling out of the bird-nado. Oh, I hate a flock of seagulls. Or maybe I just don't understand them. Ow. I hurt myself when I landed, but where am I going to find a nurse out here in the wilderness?
Did somebody say nurse?
Ah, bear!
No, nurse!
But bear!
A nurse!
Oh, a bear nurse.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing out here.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to spray you with some stuff that will heal you up.
What is it?
Well, it's a very complex mixture of hydrocarbons, radaban, and inositol, honey, dextrose. You know what? Don't worry about it. It's just stuff. Now... you should go back to school.
Okay, back to school.
Oh, John, good. You're back. Now sit down. I was just getting to the boring part. So, Mitchell T. Rockington came across a hard rock-like mound. A rock is what I'll call it, he said to the mound as he joined the thing.
Oh, no! The Bernado is back! Wait, Mom, did you go into the Bernado?
Yes, dearie. I'm just gonna hang out with the
eagles for a while.
Bird tornado, why don't you come to your senses? You've been blowing down fences for so long now.
I'll be down soon, honey.
You know what? I like the eagles. The end.
And now Lee speaks with the author himself, Austin.
Hi.
Hey, Austin, how are you?
Good.
What's going on?
I was, like, playing the piano, but now I'm, like, sitting here in the computer chair.
Oh, you were playing the piano before you got on the phone?
Yeah.
What were you playing?
I was, like, playing this song, then I was, like, about to do this another song. I'm going to go see what name it was.
We'll check it later.
Okay, I'll check it later.
Maybe you can play, maybe before we're done, you can play something for me. I would love to hear you play.
Okay.
So, how's your summer going?
Good.
What have you done so far?
I've been, like, at summer school and, like, bowling. I ended at school and all that.
That's cool. And are you going into first grade?
Yes.
Are you excited for first grade?
Yeah.
What do you think is going to be fun about first grade?
Well, there's, like, this teacher... the only teacher that does, like, table wars in the whole entire school, and I hope I'm that first grade teacher. That's the only one I know.
Did you say table wars?
Yes.
What is table wars?
I don't know.
But it sounds cool?
There's, like, this person that was in my bell, and they were with this teacher, and they say they, like, do table wars all the time.
It sounds pretty awesome, whatever it is. And, Austin, where do you live?
In Papillion, Nebraska.
Papillion, Nebraska. I've never been to Nebraska, so will you tell me what it's like there?
It's like warm in the summer. It's cold in the winter. We get a lot of snow.
Are there mountains in Nebraska?
No.
Do you know the one thing I know about?
A lot of hills.
There are a lot of hills?
Yeah, but no mountains.
Is there a lot of corn in Nebraska?
Yes.
Like
there's like a farm right by our house, and there's like, I don't know, 5,000 crops growing there.
No way. Really?
Yes.
It sounds like a lot.
It is.
Have you ever?
We have like 3 farms that have 5,000 growing.
There's 3 farms near you that have 5,000 crops each?
I think.
Man, that's a lot of crops. So, Austin, you wrote the story Bird Tornado, right?
Yes.
How did you get the idea for that story?
Well, like, we're in the car, and, like, I remembered I tried typing in a story before, but it never got, like, on Story Pirate. But we were, like, talking about birds, and then I saw, like, a bird, a whole bunch of birds, and I was like, hey, that kind of looks like a bird tornado kind of thing.
Oh, man, so you were driving in the car, and you saw these birds outside the car, and they looked like a tornado.
Yeah.
That's really neat that you got inspiration from the world around you. There's one part of your story that I think is so funny that I wanted to ask you about. I really like the part in your story where there's the bear nurse. How did you come up with the idea for the bear nurse?
I just, like, saw it. And it's like, he's like hurt. There's like some person that needs to help him. Well, there's bears out in the forest. So how about that?
And if there's bears in the forest, then there must be bear nurses too, right?
Yeah.
What kind of other bears do you think are in the forest? Like, is there like a bear car mechanic?
Sure. Maybe there could be like a doctor or one instead of nurse.
Mm-hmm. A bear doctor? Or like a bear teacher?
Yeah. Oh, maybe a bear like selling cars. Like a, I don't know what the name is though.
Car salesman.
Yeah.
A bear car salesman. That's a great idea.
Yeah.
So what was it like to hear your story on the radio, Austin?
Awesome.
Were you in the car when you were listening to it?
Yeah, I listened to it when we're like going down to go camping.
Oh, neat. Where do you guys go camping?
Flat River.
Flat River. That sounds like a nice place to camp.
Yeah, they have this like giant water slide.
I never go camping without a giant water slide.
It's super awesome. Like all the houses are super nice.
Oh, nice. Hey, Austin, I have another question for you. So you are clearly a really smart, creative kid who writes great stories. And I was wondering, if there's a kid out there that wants to write stories like you do, do you have any advice for how they should start?
By first, like, getting an idea of it, then get more information, and then you can, like, turn stuff into, like, fun writing.
How do you get inspired? How do you think of an idea when you don't have one?
Just start looking around your house and looking for stuffed animals and all that.
That is great advice. Or look out the window of your car.
Yeah.
And you never know. You might see a bird tornado.
Yeah.
Do you want to play a song on the piano for me real quick?
Sure.
Whoa, that was awesome. What was that song?
A Mellow Melody.
A Mellow Melody. That was truly mellow. Austin, is there anything else you want to tell me before we go?
No.
All right. Thanks, Austin.
You're welcome.
Thanks for letting us perform your story.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
To help bring Story Pirates to deserving kids who need our school programs, please make a tax-deductible donation today at storypirates.org or get tickets to our annual benefit performances. The New York benefit will be April 9th and the Los Angeles benefit will be April 17th. Thanks for your support. Coming up this spring, the Story Pirates will be performing live in person in Tallahassee, Florida on April 9th, San Francisco, California, also on April 9th, the NYU Screwball Center in New York City on April 10th, Santa Rosa, California, also on April 10th, Carmel by the Sea, California on April 14th, Santa Monica, California on April 17th, and in South Orange, New Jersey on May 14th. You can also see us on select Saturdays in Midtown Manhattan at our home at the Drama Bookshop. Some of our spring shows are already sold out, so get your tickets while you can. Check out our website, storypirates.org, and click performances at the top for details, times, and tickets. Please remember to friend us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. And of course, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, and we will see you next time.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you!
Delicious sushi! Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here! Thank you.
This seems like a lot
It's here! Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy! I can't stop!
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi?
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.